one here, the rowdies one there, they kick the ball around. The rowdies one here, the rowdies one there, then they fall on the ground.
Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are
the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash. Top-notch monogramming, Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh. Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight. Van Bortel Auto Group. Faber Homes. Claridge Design Center. Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo. Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry. Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor. And the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's edition of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks very much for being with us this evening. We have a lot to discuss tonight, from the Rochester Lancers to Major League Soccer to our U.S. Women's National Team and to the international game as well. A lot of discussion, debate, and controversy, as we always have, and I've certainly got a lot to say about certain referees. I get to make my spiel. I got to see 5 minutes of the match on Sunday, and it was the worst 5 minutes of my life. So, anyway, the Rochester Lancers get ready to kick off their 2018 season, or 2014, 2018. What am I thinking? Thinking way ahead of myself. I'm thinking of the next World Cup already.
You're upset. You're thinking of Chelsea.
I think I am, yes. Next Saturday night, they'll be in Detroit to take on the Wausau Flow, and the home opener is the 22nd Saturday night at the Blue Cross Arena against the Ontario California Fury. We'll be talking about Lancers at the top of the hour, 7 p.m. As always, of course, we'll have Michael Lewis and Dick Howard with the latest news from U.S. and world soccer, and a lot of things happened today. We'll get to that in just a moment. Let's bring in our host, Rochester Lancers Wall of Famer Joe Redcard Sirianni. How are you doing, Joe?
I'm under the weather a little bit, but I'm hope I can finish my sentences because I got a cough that is killing me.
Well, I got the button ready just in case.
And, going back to your remarks about the referee and how upset you are, as soon as I come into the studio, that's all you've been doing, complaining about the referees. And that's not like you.
What I don't like is I don't like referees deciding matches. The referee in that match yesterday between Manchester United and Chelsea decided that match.
Andrew.
Because Di Maria took a dive on that last foul. He did.
The referees don't decide the match, even though I don't like referees.
Well, that's not a call you make in the 94th minute. I'm sorry.
If the ball goes in the net and you score enough goals, then you win.
And
unfortunately, they didn't win. You know, unfortunately, they only scored one goal.
If they should have had two penalties, they weren't called.
You know, regardless, if the ball would have gone in the net and the way Chelsea was playing, they should have scored, but they didn't. You know, balls that get kicked out are 5 miles from the goals, and those are not potential goals. You know, so the thing is this: referees, they make mistakes just like everybody else, just like we do. But at the end of the day, if the team score goals, nobody can take them away from them, providing their good goals. So I'm sorry.
This is from the person who kicked the referee in the butt back in the 70s.
Well, I've grown up. So, you know, that just, believe me, I'm not a fan of referees by any means, but I respect their job, you know. And
anyway,
they make a mistake. I mean, it just... you know, they're human beings. They're, you know, what should we do? We should have a referee, 22 referees in the field, so they can follow the players and make sure that soccer is corrupt right now. That all the kicking, all the embracing, all the elbows, so all the things that they do right now, shirt pulling, they never, you know, they should not be allowed whatsoever. And as soon FIFA going to step in and put the laws down, you know, and get the referees to really be the figurehead, like Colina, and then, you know, respect you want to come back, and nobody's going to challenge the referees. Unfortunately, they are the scapegoat. And well, we like to do that, much like you're doing it now. And because you love Chelsea, and I understand, you know, but
well, I wasn't the only one who made those comments. But, you know, let's deal with that with Dick Howard. I'm sure he'll have things to say. Let's talk about something better, which is Abby Wambach showing that she is still the best player in the world. And she was nominated on the short list for FIFA Women Player of the Year, along with the usual candidates. There are some people who thought that Lauren Holiday should have been nominated for her play in the NWSL this year, leading FC Kansas City to the championship. And Veronica Bouquets from the Portland Thorns was nominated, even though she only played half a season for the Thorns. But we'll see if Abby can take home a second FIFA World Player of the Year trophy. But she was totally dominant in the CONCACAF Women's Tournament. She scored 7 goals, and the U.S. qualified without giving up a goal. No surprise there. Congratulations to Mexico and Costa Rica. They're in the World Cup, and Trinidad and Tobago can get in if they beat Ecuador in a playoff, which will take place a little bit later on. So,
and don't forget
Abby
Canada.
Was outstanding.
Don't forget Canada. But
well, they get an automatic.
You know, I know Carly Lloyd. I mean, you didn't say nothing about Carly Lloyd.
Carly Lloyd played very well. She set up all of Abby's goals.
She sets up all those beautiful goals. And I really, you know, with all due respect to the management of the Flash, I don't know why they traded her.
Well, speaking of trades, we had a big trade with the Flash last week, happened just after our show, actually. The Flash traded Angela Salem. I know, Joe, you're very upset about that.
That's another mistake.
And Catherine Reynolds to the Washington Spirit, and they picked up Jordan Angeli, a player who, as a young player, she was very, very talented, but she's been injury prone in her career. But we have her now as a member of the Flash. But I think more importantly, the Flash picked up a first round draft pick. They now have 3 of the first 7 picks in the draft coming up in January. So you can expect some players are going to be coming the Flash's way from the collegiate ranks.
Yeah, but we're going to have a young team. That's what the whole thing is. No experience. I mean, there's a lot of players that within the rank of the Flash that really did not perform as was expected. You know, are they going to? What is the future of McCall? McCall Zerboni. I mean, where is she going? Are they trading her?
Well, we're going to find out. Certainly, the management of the Flash are making some changes after last season. One player I'm glad the Flash are hopefully will be keeping is Jasmine Spencer. She's tearing up the Australian A-League right now. She scored another goal for Sydney FC over the weekend, so she's doing extremely well. I think she scored 5 or 6 goals so far. So one other bit of news, though, from the NWSL, a big trade happened today. Heather O'Reilly went from the Boston Breakers to the champion FC Kansas City, so the strong just get stronger. And that's big news for the Flash, too, because Heather O'Reilly, as you know, we watched her, Joe, she has been a thorn in the Flash's side. She is, every game she plays against the Flash, she scores a goal or sets up one.
Right.
And she's going to make FC Kansas City even more dangerous than they already are as the champions.
It's amazing all the trades are going in. It seemed like I think that one of the reasons why the Flash are doing what they're doing because the World Cup players, they're going to be gone for most of the season. So, you know, that's probably they're adjusting themselves to be able to have a full squad that is placed together all the time. You know, and so I at least that's what I think they're making all those trades. But Angela, it's a big, she was a workhorse in midfield.
Becky Edwards is gonna fill that role. I'm sure the player from the Flash who was the assistant captain in 2011 for the WPS championship side, and that's her role as a holding midfielder. So I think she's going to slot right in there. And I think we're going to see some young players getting drafted by the Flash and probably going right into the starting lineup. And don't forget, hopefully we'll be seeing AD French back in the lineup again after her ACL injury last year. One other bit of news we want to mention, big news in U.S. soccer, Chivas USA officially has gone the way of the Tampa Bay Mutiny and the Miami Confusion. They are no longer a team in Major League Soccer. No surprise, really. We talked about it over the past couple weeks. But they will be replaced in 2017. Now, that's the same year that Atlanta will be coming into MLS. So we'll be going from 20 teams this year or next year. And the following year, then it will go to 22 teams, and then probably at the end of the decade, we'll be seeing the 23rd and 24th teams. So there's going to be probably a dispersal draft of the players. Mm-hmm. It was an experiment that people thought might work with, you know, the big Hispanic following of Chivas Guadalajara, but it just never came to fruition. It was always the second team in Los Angeles.
Is it because too many teams, you know, two teams in one city? Is it the same thing's going to happen to New York?
Well, I think what they thought was is that the Chivas USA was going to be a feeder team for Chivas Guadalajara, and it was going to be mostly Mexican players, and that the, you know, the Mexican fans in the Los Angeles area would follow Chivas, and it just never turned out that way. It didn't work out for MLS. And, you know, there's a good question about New York City FC, if it's going to be just a feeder for Manchester City. I don't think that'll be the case. I'm more thinking about Montreal Impact being possibly a feeder for Bologna, because Bologna, of course, now is owned by Joey Saputo, the owner of the Montreal Impact. So that'll be interesting to see how that turns out. But we'll talk more about that with Michael Lewis later on in the show. We'll also have our special guest at 7 o'clock, the head coach of the Rochester Lancers, Doug Miller, will be joining us. But coming back after this break, we'll be having Dick Howard. We'll talk more about Chelsea and Manchester United.
No.
We'll talk about Real Madrid and Barcelona.
Oh,
what a great performance by Real Madrid. And another tragedy in soccer happened over the weekend. The captain of the South African national team was killed. We will talk about that next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
This is Carly Lloyd from the Western New York Flash, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Rochester Rhinos players and staff would like to thank all their fans for supporting them during the 2014 season at Salem Stadium and for the last 19 years. Season ticket packages for the Rochester Rhinos 20th anniversary season in 2015 are now on sale. All full season ticket packages include one ticket to all 14 regular season home games and one ticket to the Rochester Rhinos Legends soccer game at Salem Stadium. Purchase your tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. The Rhinos will be back for another exciting year of soccer this coming spring.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Kusha Kush, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Jai Paul Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge Custom Designs and builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality. And the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClarideDesignCenter.com.
The Rochester Lancers are back for another season of exciting indoor soccer this fall in the brand new Major Arena Soccer League. The Lancers open the 2014 home campaign at the Blue Cross Arena Saturday, November 22nd, 7 p.m. against the Ontario California Fury. Get your 2014 Lancers season tickets by visiting ourlancers.com or by calling 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame, and a 2013 inductee into the Rochester Lancers Hall of Fame, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
And our international report with Dick Howard is brought to you this week by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria. Their 30th location is now open at 4165 Buffalo Road in North Charlotte, not too far from Mr. Sirianni's house.
Yep.
Number to call is 234-5555 for any of the 30 Salvatore's locations, or you can also go to the website at salvatores.com to place your order. They deliver everything but babies. Good evening, Dick. How are you?
Good, Andrew. Great. I'm getting hungry already.
Yeah, me too.
Well, my wife is
cooking delicious dinner for me. So thank you to my wonderful wife, the best wife in the world.
Oh, what a brown nose.
Of course I am. Well, at least I'm not as much of a brown nose as some people with a whistle around their necks.
Dick, this guy's obsessed with the referee tonight. He blames the referee for Chelsea tying. For the Chelsea-Manchester United tie.
I'm sorry. A referee should not be making a call like that when a game is on the line. That was a dive by Di Maria, and it was seen by more than one person.
What I told him, if the ball goes in the net a few times, then the referee has no problem. But because they play the kind of soccer they're playing right now, and they don't score no goals, and
they scored a goal, and it should have stood up, and there should have been a penalty too that wasn't called. Last time I checked, you can only hip check in hockey, not in soccer.
Let's get Dick's opinion on it.
Dick's unbiased opinion, of course.
I know we've talked about this. I know in a lot of other programs with regards to the officiating and the fact that unfortunately for the referees, the games are being carried to millions of homes around the world, and the analysts, the pundits have got super slow motion, different camera angles. He just has to call it as he sees it. And I think in the most part, the referees call it right. There's some where, as you say, our players looking to dive, and we talked about that with regards to the recent World Cup. But at the end of the day, in the final analysis, those much-used words, I thought probably both teams were happy the 1-1 tie.
I think that both teams were happy. I think Manchester United was a little too happy, especially Van Persie. He celebrated like he just won the World Cup.
Yeah, as Van Gaal said, it was stupid taking off his jersey, but it was certainly a dramatic end, and something you expect from Manchester United, who have been known, as we have seen over the seasons with Sir Alex, getting these late goals. But it's a great save by Thibaut, and then it, just the rebound of Van Persie was Johnny on the spot. He was the man that put the ball in the back of the net to get the tie and the celebrations that followed.
Well, actually, when you look at how the game was played, when you look at the rivalry between the two teams, and when you look at the fact that they were losing, scoring the goal in extra time, it brought respect to Manchester United. You know, had they lost, you know, Chelsea would have been so exuberant, just like the angerness that you have right now. You would have been so happy. Now you're not happy. And that's, you know, that's soccer. But I maintain.
I think before the game, Joe, I'm sure that Mourinho would have been very happy with a tie. He's got the tie at Manchester City, so he's gone to the city of Manchester and come away with two ties in two very difficult stadiums to play at. Certainly Manchester United, once they start establishing the style of play and the winning mentality that I'm sure will come with Van Gaal, will be very difficult to beat. But that was a very competitive game, as was El Clásico. You know, we had some great competition over the weekend with the big game in Spain, of course, and the big game in the Barclays Premier League.
I tell you, look at the penalty with the Ronaldo coming. That was debatable.
That was the first goal that Barcelona's given up all season in the league. And then Real just took over after that. It was a great performance. And amazingly enough, Sevilla is now tied with Barcelona for on points. Barcelona's ahead on goal difference right now. But so nobody's talking about Sevilla, and they're right there at the top. You got Atletico is up there as well. You got the top five teams are within 2 points of each other, so very competitive right now in Spain. But I got to give a big shout out to my friends who are supporters of West Ham. What a victory over Manchester City, and the Hammers are right there in the top four right now with Southampton, and nobody ever would have expected that. It's been a topsy-turvy year so far.
Yeah, well, Sam Allardyce is coming under a lot of pressure, certainly last season, with regards to keeping his job as manager of West Ham United. And he started off this season, you know, in a spectacular fashion. And that, as you rightly mentioned, was a tremendous result against one of the teams that's being pushed to get the championship in England. So full credit to them. And we've seen over the years, Manchester United, we know they're always going to be up there. But a team like West Ham United, when you go back to the 60s and 70s, were always the team that played very good football but never really got any major trophies. And now I think you've got a Sam Allardyce who's coming in. He's a very pragmatic person, uses match analysis a great deal. Excellent preparation, you know, certainly the man management aspects come into it, and full credit to them because they are, as you rightly mentioned, near now the top of the Premiership.
Dick, just, you know, elaborate a little bit on what your analogy has been and what you just said. How much really a coach has, or, you know, how much has he got to really make a team great? I mean, if you don't have the players, you certainly can't make. You know, if you don't have the horses, you can't win the race, even though you may have the best jockey in the world. Tell us a little bit, because you've been involved in soccer for many years, and you're the expert in theory and in practice. Tell us a little bit your view of coaches and the job that they really have, what is difficult, non-difficult.
It is very difficult. I think, Joe, when you look at the top managers and you look at Carlo Ancelotti, you know, coming in, he's been involved in the English Premiership. He knows the pressures there, and he's now coming into La Liga. And they just have a way of doing things, I think, with the top managers. But as you rightly mentioned, it's who you can acquire, you know. And I look at the gossip columns in the major newspapers, and you know, everybody is moving around the world, and now we're seeing very cosmopolitan teams, certainly in the English Premiership, not only with players but also with managers. And what is happening, unfortunately, in England at the present time is, and it will happen in the next few weeks, I'm sure, that there'll be several managers that will be let go because of results, and not getting the results. And Harry Redknapp was in that category because, you know, West Ham United were right up at the top, and Harry knows them well through managing them and playing for them. But now you've got a situation, he's with Queen's Park Rangers right at the bottom, and they had a tremendous result today against Aston Villa to sort of get them, you know, back into contention. But a lot of pressure. The one thing, guys, and can you explain this to me? Roma won, Bayern Munich 7, and then at the weekend, Roma get a scoreless tie, and Bayern Munich held by Borussia Mönchengladbach, you know, no goals in that game. It's just amazing when you see incredible results in midweek in Europe, and they go back to the domestic program, and less than impressive.
It's a solid, you know, just a, it's a solid, you know, they tie.
Right, they lost to Olympiacos.
Yeah.
Juventus lost Olympiacos in the Champions League.
And now, you know, they're coming back a little bit. But, you know, the 7-1 that Roma's got, the big Batosta, I cannot explain that. There was such rivalry, you know, and such euphoria, you know, with the game, Juventus-Roma game. And, you know, there was so much said about how good Roma is. But Robin tore them apart. You know, Bayern Munich really tore them apart. I just don't know what happened. It's not explainable, because if you lose by two goals, one goal, but seven goals, my God.
It's, you know,
this is the worst defeat they ever had.
You could say that it's, you know, one team has a style that gives another team problems, and Bayern is just so fast, and they move the ball so quickly that Roma just, they couldn't handle it. They were saying, if it was Totti, I think, who said, you know, we had 11 guys running around us like they were, we were standing still, and they couldn't stop them. It was an incredible result. You got to give Bayern a lot of credit going on the road. Much like I said, there's similarities to Germany-Brazil. It's the same kind of match where the Germans just took Brazil apart at home, and it was very similar to that.
What say you, Dick?
Yeah, it was clinical, wasn't it? You know, when you bring back memories of the Germany game against Brazil in the World Cup. But that's it. You know, when you allow good teams time and space, and you know, we're putting Bayern Munich in that category, then you're going to suffer the consequences. And a lot of managers, you know, that have teams playing in their own domestic league, obviously, and in Europe, say that there's quite the contrast, you know, when you go and you go from maybe a very competitive, intense game on a Saturday, and you fly into a country and you don't really know your opponents too well, you've got to try and get a result, and it becomes a very technical game. But certainly it's challenging for players in respect of adjusting and traveling the travel day and playing a game and then returning. And I know there was some concern with Real Madrid and Barcelona. They felt Barcelona had a day advantage because of the timing of games in Europe. So it sometimes works well, sometimes it doesn't. But certainly Real, a good week for Real Madrid, having, you know, that tremendous result at Liverpool, making Liverpool look very mediocre, and then coming back and winning El Clasico. It was good. It's good to be a fan of Los Merengues, the Real Madrid.
Well, Dick, what we mentioned earlier before you came on, there was a tragedy that happened in the world of sport, and specifically the world of soccer. The captain of the Bafana, the South African national team, the goalkeeper Senzo Mewa, was killed. He was defending his girlfriend's house in a burglary attempt, and he was shot dead. And the entire country's in mourning right now, and it's just an incredible
tragedy. Just tragic, because apparently, you know, he was a great professional, great person. And when you have people, high-profile individuals in a country suffering such a tragic death, it obviously hits home. And there have been messages from President Blatter in the FIFA and teammates, and, you know, everybody is just devastated at the death of a player who's right at the peak of his career and one of the top goalkeepers in Africa. And there's, you know, there's no way to describe it other than just trying to absorb that these things happen to high-profile people as well as, obviously, in everyday life. And it's shocking to hear about this because, as I say, he was very much a part of the, as you rightly mentioned, the Bafana,
and
will be sadly missed by both his club team, you know, the Orlando Pirates, and obviously his national team.
His girlfriend is also a celebrity, a singer and actress, Kelly Kumalo. So both of them were
27 years of age, guys. It's just tragic, isn't it?
It's in the prime for a goalkeeper.
I find it hard to believe, you know, when you have these things happening. And certainly our condolences would go to the family and to South African football, because they've lost one of their icons.
Certainly has. Well, Dick, we appreciate you coming on as always, and we'll not a lot going on during the week. Some league matches in Italy, but the big match on the weekend is the Manchester Derby on Sunday, and I guess I'll be rooting for Manchester United in that match because I want City to keep dropping points.
Should be a good one, guys.
Thanks a lot, Dick.
Okay, guys.
Good night, and thank you.
Take care.
Thank you, Dick.
Dick Howard, live from Toronto, here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. You can hear Dick every week here on our show with the latest in international soccer news, which we always cover on our show every week. And every week, of course, we'll be talking Rochester Lancers as the season's right around the corner. Coming up next, our special guest, the head coach of the Lancers, Doug Miller, at WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
This is Soccer Sam. You're listening to Soccer's a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040 with the legendary Joe Seriani.
Local sports leader.
You're listening to WYSL1040.com on the web.
FM 92.1
and 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester.
Your family is growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home, built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at faberhomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit faberhomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great price.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Hi, this is Kitty Van Bortle. When the time comes for you to buy a used car or truck, I really hope that you'll come to see me. The reason is very simple. You can trust me. You can depend on the fact that I will never sell you a vehicle that has trouble. If one does get past me, you let me know and I'll make it right. I don't care how long you've owned it. So please, don't worry. Just come to my place. I truly take the fear out of buying a used car.
VanBortleCars.com.
The Rochester Lancers are back for another season of exciting indoor soccer this fall in the brand new Major Arena Soccer League. The Lancers open the 2014 home campaign at the Blue Cross Arena Saturday, November 22nd, 7 p.m. against the Ontario California Fury. Get your 2014 Lancers season tickets by visiting ourlancers.com or by calling 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti here with Joe Redcard Siriani, and we'll be joined by Doug Miller in just a couple of moments. I want to let everybody know that the Major Arena Soccer League kicked off their 2014-2015 season on the weekend, and the Missouri Comets, the final MISL champions, proved how good a team they are. They pounded the Dallas Sidekicks 13-4, and they may not sound like a big scoreline, but remember, these are single-goal games now for the games outside of the games between Rochester, Syracuse, Harrisburg, and Baltimore. So Missouri scored 13 goals against Dallas's 4, and it was pretty a very dominant performance. Leo Gibson had 4 goals and 2 assists. So if that's any indication, Joe, the Lancers might be having a good season when they play against some of these MASL teams.
I'm pretty sure that, the team that Sam and Doug are assembling are going to be very competitive, and I believe that the caliber of teams that we're going to see here in Rochester in the future is going to be diverse. It's going to be, new teams that we're going to see, and it remains to be seen how well they are. I mean, right now they're just starting. Maybe it's just a fluke sometime. I mean, to score that many goals, but in indoor it's easy. To score that many goals, easier than outdoors. So, and it's I don't know. It's truly an indication of power or weakness.
And the game was in Dallas too, so it wasn't a home field advantage situation. The team, the Lancers, will be playing in the home opener, the Ontario Fury. They played an exhibition game against the Mexican National Arena soccer team. Yes, they do have a team, national team. They lost 14-8, which is pretty respectable score if you're playing against a national team. So, this Ontario team is going to have some talent. It's going to be very interesting to see how Doug Miller gets the Lancers ready to play against a team that they've never seen before. You probably watched some of the game maybe online. All the games are going to be available online, by the way. Go Live Sportscast Network will be broadcasting all of the games, and select games will also be on ESPN3. So you have a chance to watch the Lancers on the road next Saturday against Detroit Wazza Flow in their opening match in the Major Arena Soccer League. And we're all excited about that and looking forward to the home opener. And, of course, the Lancers Wall of Fame ceremony will be December 27th. We have already announced that it will be Ellie Durante, the late Peter Short, and Dave Sarakin are members of the Class of 2014. We will have more members of the Class of 2014 coming up as we get closer to the event happening in December. And again, we encourage everyone to purchase your season tickets for the Lancers by calling 872-KICK. And, boy, how can I forget this, Joe? The Lancers kickoff dinner at the Italian-American Sport Club. You don't want to miss that for an evening of fun and frolic and food. And the Sport Club always puts on a great, great evening for all soccer fans, whether it be for the Rhinos, the Flash, or the Lancers.
Well, usually if you want to eat good food, do you want to eat the good Italian food? The Italian-American Sports Club is a place to be. And, if you have not experienced that, then you should, because it's home cooking at its best.
And the dinner will be held on Wednesday on the 12th of November, so it's the day after Veterans Day. You can meet the Lancer players and the Lancer dancers as well. I can't forget about them. And so that'll be taking place at the Italian American Sport Club, and tickets are $20, and you'll get the chance to sit with the Lancer player and have a complete, full Italian meal. And believe me, you will not go home hungry.
Exactly.
They put on fantastic meals at the Sport Club. 6:30 is the start of the dinner. You can call the Lancers office at 4-872-KICK to get your tickets for that. And joining us now on the phone is the head coach of the Rochester Lancers, Doug Miller. And Doug's appearance brought to you by the Lancers. Again, the home opener is Saturday, November 22nd at 7 p.m. against the Ontario California Fury. Doug, how's things going?
Andrew, Joe, things are going well. We're excited. We'll be kicking off our preseason in a few days, so we're really excited about getting started.
Okay, Doug, tell us a little bit about the players, because people want to know about how many players you got, who they are. Just give us a little synopsis of the team.
It's funny you say that. The synopsis of the team are guys are all coming into camp on Saturday. We have about 30 guys coming into camp. The contracted guys that we've seen on the press releases that are coming back. And then it's a two preseason approach. We have 5 days to get ready for Detroit, and then we have 2 weeks to prepare for our home opener. So after the the first week of preseason, we'll have a better idea of where we're at based on the guys coming back and the guys that are coming into the Lancers to compete for a contracted position. Mauricio coming back, who I have huge expectations, score 100 goals this year. Gary Boughton, Hoxie, Joey T, Jake Schindler, Pedro, Enrique, all these guys coming back, and then the local guys that we're mixing in. So long answer is, when everybody gets here and we go through our fitness test and we start the first week of preseason, we'll see where it all shakes out.
Well, Detroit has a game coming up this Saturday, their home opener against the Harrisburg Heat. So, again, I'm sure you'll be watching that game on the special network that they have, the Go Live Sportscast, where all the games are going to be broadcasted. So, Doug, on the player side, they're coming in on Saturday. What do you expect to see for preparation for the first game against Detroit? Obviously not a lot of time to get everybody on the same page to play on the following Saturday.
So, just to give you kind of a rundown of what preseason is going to look like, on Saturday we do our physicals. We get all the paperwork out of, taken care of, and then we do our fitness test. And then in the afternoon we go to TSC and open with a fun day so that, everybody gets to be, know where each other are from and that good stuff. And then we really start on Sunday with our double sessions, and it will be preparing, 14 guys, to compete and win against Detroit. Some of the younger guys or newer guys indoor, they'll have the ability to compete for, about 2.5 weeks to try and earn a contract with the Lancers. But our goal is, the core that we've had of the contracted players, plus one or two, to go out there and compete against Detroit. And that'll understand the system in which, we're playing. It'll be a clear and concise system that everybody will understand, especially, the first four games playing against Detroit, Ontario, Harrisburg, and Detroit. It's an opportunity for us to really, set a positive way in the season where we've never done that before.
Doug, can you tell us who your staff's going to be? Your assistant coach, your trainer, all the other people that are key people.
Yeah, so key people that I've got coming in, Ray Boom Boom Martinez is my assistant coach with John Bertacurdy and Billy Ginter. So we have a coaching staff that will be the eyes and ears, for us, this year. We have a new trainer. Dave DePasquale got a full-time job, and so we have a new trainer, coming in, a young guy, with new ways of, mending the athletes and preparing them to compete at this level, because obviously going through preseason, there's going to be some nicks and bruises that we have to get healed pretty good. So, we're excited about it and looking forward to getting started because, it's been, 2.5 months that we haven't really, done any kind of, training with the team. And now this is the first, first time we're all going to be together.
But I would imagine your life, it's really full at the moment. I mean, how do you cope with all the things that you got to do?
Well, the greatest thing is, Joe, as you've probably once heard, behind every good man is a great woman. And that is what I have. My wife is very supportive, of this. And, when I can go home to my beautiful bride and he puts a smile on my face, it makes everything, all the issues very minute. And I'm thankful even for, the adversity that we go through on a daily basis. I'm thankful for it because, you have two choices in life. You can complain about it or you can be thankful. I choose to be thankful.
And that's a great way to be, Doug. Believe me, if more people had that outlook, I think it'd be a lot better world. One thing I want to ask you, I mentioned it before you came on, the first game was held in the league, Missouri, the defending MISL champion, the last MISL champion, just obliterated Dallas 13-4 on Dallas's home field. I mean, does that bode for, when you look at that, does that bode well, you think, for the Lancers playing against some of the former PASL teams? We might have a little bit more strength in those sides, and you know, the games that are really going to be the big ones will be the Baltimores and the Syracuses like we had last year.
Well, you know, considering, you know, if you look at the 3 years that, you know, we've been here, the key to our success this year is going to be, you know, competing in every game, and not take anybody lightly. I don't care who you're playing on any given day, any team can be beat. And, you know, we're going to show you that this year because we've never beaten Baltimore, and we're going to beat Baltimore. You know, the guys that are coming in understand, you know, the discipline it's going to take to do this and the sacrifice it's going to take. And that's, you know, the plan is to make sure that we're all on the same page. I saw the game. I saw, you know, that game. I saw the Vegas game, you know, yesterday. And, you know, the one thing I'll take is Missouri is an organized, you know, team with very good players. And that's what our league is about, that, you know, from last year and the year previous. You know, that's why they were MISL champions and could compete the way that they did. It didn't surprise me at all. I'm excited about it because, you know, I know that we're going to be as organized, if not more. And the players that we have in camp, you know, can do, you know, the same type of job. And ultimately, you know, that's, you know, what the game plan is, you know, one game at a time and to go out there and play with a purpose and compete. And if we come with those two things, you know, we're going to be really successful.
Doug, we appreciate you coming on as always. Look forward to next Saturday as the Detroit Wazza Flow will be the Lancers' first match opponents, and then the home opener on the 22nd against Ontario, California, the Fury coming into town for the first time ever.
And basically what happened is that we're going to be there watching. We're going to be there cheering for you guys. And we thank you so much, Doug, for being part of our show. And we will have you here again for sure.
You're more than welcome, guys. Thank you for all the support, you know, not only in, you know, with the Lancers, but soccer, you know, in our community.
Thank you, Doug, and good luck.
Have a great night. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Doug. Miller here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll be joined by Michael Lewis for the U.S. Soccer Report. We'll talk the U.S. Women's National Team and, of course, the folding of Chivas and the start of the MLS playoffs this week here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
This is Hope Solo, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. National Team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA Wear.
Topnotchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Western New York Flash would like to thank all their fans in Rochester and the surrounding area for their support during this past season in the NWSL. Season tickets for the 2015 Flash season are now on sale for a limited time at this discounted pricing, which ends October 31st. Season tickets are available in every price level, starting as low as $100. To purchase your season tickets, visit the Flash website at www.wnyflash.com. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
These days, we're pinching pennies everywhere we can. On groceries, utilities, even insurance. But get into one car accident and your rates could rise as much as 40% just because of it. Suddenly, your affordable insurance isn't. unless you have Allstate Accident Forgiveness. Then the accident won't make your rates go up at all. It's part of your choice auto, only from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo first at 244-2130. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
The Rochester Lancers are back for another season of exciting indoor soccer this fall in the brand new Major Arena Soccer League. The Lancers open the 2014 home campaign at the Blue Cross Arena Saturday, November 22nd, 7 p.m. against the Ontario California Fury. Get your 2014 Lancers season tickets by visiting ourlancers.com or by calling 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a kick in the grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and Tropigol.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
I want to be part of it. New York, New York.
Joe's singing away here to Frank Sinatra. Our U.S. Soccer Report with Michael Lewis, brought to you by Top Notch Monogramming, Northfield Common in Pittsburgh. Call 248-2650 to speak to Tony and Michelle for all of your embroidery and monogramming needs. Of course, they have U.S. soccer gear, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead. TopNotchMonogramming.com is the website, and be sure if you call them or visit their store in Northfield Common, tell them you heard about it on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Michael, quite a weekend for New York soccer. A lot of exciting action, and playoffs are coming up this week.
Yeah, definitely. Whoever thought the Red Bulls could not only pull off a victory in Kansas City, but win 2-0, and Bradley Wright Phillips making some history, tying the season record for most goals in a season, 27 in Major League Soccer. He could have had a hat trick. Can't criticize him too much for that, because 27 is a remarkable accomplishment.
That's for sure. It certainly is. And now these two teams will play again coming up on Thursday night, but this time it's going to be in New York. And it's going to be starting at 8 p.m. on ESPN2. The defending champion, Sporting Kansas City, against the Red Bulls. Michael, what do you think the chances are in this one-game knockout situation?
I think we lost
Michael. We'll get him back on in just a moment. The other knockout stage match is FC Dallas hosting the Vancouver Whitecaps. That'll be taking place on Wednesday night, starting at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. You can watch that on the MLS Direct Kick Package. The winner of the Vancouver Dallas match will take on the defending or the Supporters Shield champion Seattle Sounders, first leg on Sunday. And the other matchup in the West is Real Salt Lake and the LA Galaxy. It's a home-and-home series. Columbus and New England will play on their home-and-home series starting on Saturday, and New York and Sporting Kansas City winner will be facing DC United. And we have Michael back, and Michael, just asking you, what do you think the chances are for the Red Bulls to advance on Thursday in this one-game knockout match?
If you put everything into a super brainiac soccer computer, it should say the Red Bulls should, after beating injury-ridden and depleted Kansas City team on the road on Sunday. You would like to think the Red Bulls should be able to do it. Of course, sometimes I liken the Red Bulls to George DeCostanza from the old Seinfeld show, where in a bunch of episodes he decides to do the opposite what he usually does. And sometimes the Red Bulls do that to us. They confound us. When you expect them to lose, they win. And when you expect them to win, they lose. Saying that, I am going to go with pure soccer logic, not George D. Constanzo logic. I think the Red Bulls will manage to get by Kansas City. Now, what happens against DC United, that's something we could talk about another time. That will be a much more difficult and taller task.
And give credit to United. They were one of the worst teams in the league last year, and this year they were the Eastern Conference champions, and deservedly so. The Seattle Sounders, though, are the Supporters Shield champion. They defeated L.A. 2-0 on a pair of goals from Marco Papa. And I tell you, the pundits are saying L.A. Galaxy are the favorites. It's going to be very, very hard to beat Seattle with 60,000 people in the CenturyLink Field at unbelievable home field advantage. So it's going to be very tough, I think, for any team to go in there and win. But, you know, in the two-leg series, you never know.
Well, you know, incredible atmosphere. I've been at that field and second to none in the league. And, you know, I watched the second half of that game. And I've always been a big a fan of Marco Papa. He comes off the bench, scores, two goals in the last 9-10 minutes of the match and turned things upside down. Granted, the last goal was gifted, but the bottom line is he scored it. And, I think you're going to have to give the edge at the moment to Seattle for what they've accomplished against L.A. in the last two games of the season against them. But, yes, things are unpredictable, and you never know because this is Landon Donovan's last year. Maybe he can produce some magic and keep his season going all the way to MLS Cup. If there's any justice in the world of MLS and in soccer, it would be great to see a Hollywood type ending for Landon Donovan's career.
Well, those two teams may very well meet in the conference finals, and I believe LA would, if they get through, would host the final. So, which obviously that would be a storybook ending if that took place. We mentioned earlier, Michael, about Chivas USA being part of the scrap heap of teams that have folded in professional soccer in the United States. There'll be a new team in 2017, which will join Atlanta coming in. So next year we'll have 20 teams, good even number, I like that. But it will be 17 U.S.-based teams, so the Open Cup will have some things to deal with the MLS teams coming in and when they start. But not that surprising, as we talked about.
Definitely. I mean, Chivas, we don't have to go. You probably went through their problems already. A headache and, quite frankly, an embarrassment to the league, and in many respects an embarrassment to the Chivas organization in Mexico and to soccer in general, the way they thought things should be run and whatnot. And it was, I would say, good riddance, because you almost thought that some of the things that they did there, not almost thought, you was racist. And you shake your head these days when in the United States, of all countries, that's supposed to be all inclusive. And they did so many things wrong in terms of marketing the team, which, like I said, you probably went over, and I think it's best to start over. I don't like to see soccer teams fold, because I love histories of soccer teams. I like to see them go on and on and on, but in this case, I'll make an exception. Goodbye.
Hey, Michael Weiss, before we let you go real quick, the U.S. women, no surprise, going through the tournament undefeated in the CONCACAF, they'll go to the World Cup. And Abby Wambach making a statement saying to FIFA, hey, you know what, I think I should be player of the year again this year. She was just completely dominant. There was no one to stop her in that tournament without Canada in there. And Carly Lloyd also had a great tournament. But Abby, I think, really said, you know, she's ready for the World Cup next year.
I was actually at the championship Friday and Sunday, and Abby came on as a sub in Friday's semifinals and was absolutely, as I said in one of my stories, head and shoulders over the rest of the tournament, literally and figuratively. The first three goals were off of head shots. The last one, I think, to show the world that she could actually score with her feet, and she still has it. Granted, CONCACAF is not like the rest of the world, Japan, Germany, I'm probably forgetting a few, Brazil and France, among other teams. There are going to be greater challenges, but it's not easy to score goals against anyone these days. And another memorable game and a memorable accomplishment by Abby Wambach, no doubt.
And certainly we're proud of her because she's a Rajasthanian and a member of the flesh, so we take pride in the fact that she's one of our own. And, of course, you know, Andrew and I talked a little bit about the trade that the place made, and only history will tell what whether those trades were good or bad. So,
and we'll find out. There's probably more to come. Michael, thanks for being with us as always, and we'll talk playoff soccer and Major League Soccer next week.
For sure. Thank you for having me on again.
Thanks a lot, Michael. It's Michael Lewis, live from New York, here on Soccer. It's Kick of the Grass. I want to thank Michael, of course, and Dick Howard up in Toronto. And our guest, special guest Doug Miller. Lancers open their season next Saturday in Detroit, and then the home opener on the 22nd at 7 against Ontario Fury. Wall of Fame on the 27th of December against Baltimore, 1 p.m. 872-KICK for tickets. Be with us again next Monday at 6:30 for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass with myself, Andrew Battisti, and Joe Redcard-Siriani, and Bob D'Angelo pushing the buttons at WISL, 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
One and up.
Have a good night, everybody. Thank you.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donut Delight, Van Bortel Auto Group, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.